And Fareed, what the president of the United States says, as he just did a few minutes ago in the White House, he says there will be costs of any military intervention in Ukraine. He didn't define what those costs are, but nobody realistically thinks the U.S. or the EU or NATO are going to get involved militarily in what's going on in Ukraine. What is he talking about? Financial sanctions, if you will, or political sanctions against Russia if there is a formal military intervention in Ukraine?
I think the president was wise to leave it vague, because you never in international relations want to specify in advance, you know, what you're going to do. You want to leave all your options on the table. But you're right, Wolf. Probably there isn't a military option here for the United States or for Europe. But there are economic sanctions. There is a G8 meeting coming up, a summit. Remember, the G8 was the seven richest countries of the world invited Russia to be part of that exclusive club. Because it surrendered during the Cold War, became part of the international community. That could be something I would very seriously consider, whether Russia's membership in the G8 could be suspended. There are those kinds of acts. Russia very much wants to be considered a leading power. And if it were to send troops in an overt invasion, I think Russia should be suspended from the G8.